With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. 40 people have been killed, another 115 injured, most of them seriously, in that New Year's celebration blaze in a Swiss Alpine bar. Here's correspondent Ed Donahue.
Samuel Rapp says he was at a nearby restaurant when he was told there was an explosion at the crowded La Constellation bar. Rapp says he got a look inside. Another witness describes people smashing windows to try to get out. Police say it's too early to say why the fire started, but the local prosecutor in Switzerland says at no moment is there a question of any kind of an attack. Switzerland will hold 5 days of mourning for the victims. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump defending his energy and overall health, and he also disclosed he had a CAT scan, not an MRI, during an October exam, about which he and his White House physician delayed offering details. The doctor says the president had advanced imaging as a preventive screening for men his age. The president says he feels great. There are protests in Iran over the economy.
The protests began due to economic pressures, with Iran's currency rapidly depreciating, with one U.S. dollar now costing roughly 1.4 million riyals. The most intense violence appeared to strike in an area southwest of Tehran. There are online videos reporting to show objects in the street ablaze and gunfire echoing as people shouted, "Shameless!" The demonstrations are the largest since 2022. Iran's government media has not reported on the violence in some areas. Reports from other media sources has been sparse. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ukraine military attacking a Russian-occupied village in Ukraine's Kherson region. Initial reports say at least 24 people, all of them civilians, were killed. This is SRN News. Some new insights on marriage from the Barna Group.
The Christian Research Organization has been doing some polling and reports that self-described Christians experience divorce just as frequently as the general U.S. population. However, believers are a lot more likely than non-believers to try again. 58% of Christians who have experienced divorce are remarried. Barna also reports that 42% of self-described Christians say they think living together before marriage is a good idea. Michael Harrington reporting.
Officials in Israel preparing for a potential surge in Jewish immigration. Anti-Semitism on the rise all around the world, including Western nations long thought to be a refuge for the Jews. Several agencies of the Israeli government holding an exercise recently simulating a massive wave of Jewish immigration that could possibly take place over a very short period of time. This is SRN News. Well, 2026 marks the end of the era at Berkshire Hathaway. Legendary investor Warren Buffett has retired as CEO, but he's still going to be going to work every day.
Although Buffett does remain chairman of the board and will continue heading into the office every day. The man known as the Oracle of Omaha sums up his investment strategy this way: be fearful when others are greedy, and greedy when others are fearful. He also advises employees to make sure they'd be comfortable with anything they do, being reported the next day on the front page of their local newspaper and presumably on the Internet. Rich Thomason reporting.
President Trump signing a New Year's Eve proclamation delaying increased tariffs on upholstered furniture, kitchen cabinets, and vanities for a year, citing ongoing trade talks. The order keeps in place a 25% tariff he imposed in September on those goods. More details, srnnews.com.